Productions, Stevie J Broadcasting, The Vineyard Church, Vital Skin Dermatology, Cross Construction, Game Day Spirit Fan Store, Latania Sports Group, Midwest Heritage Construction, Minuteman Press, Cozad Asset Management, and Muhammad Car Connection. Again, for tickets, just $10 at saltandlightministry.org or in person at either of our locations.
A lot more humanitarian aid into Gaza, where more than 10,000 Palestinians have been killed.
The Israelis are pushing deeper into the strip today. They say overnight they were able to destroy a Hamas command center and found anti-tank guided missiles along with other weapons. As the Israelis are not only looking to destroy Hamas leadership, but also looking for those 240 hostages.
Fox's Trey Yanks near the Gaza border. Another consequence of Russia's war on Ukraine. An international agreement falls apart.
NATO and Russia agreed in 1990 not to build up large numbers of troops near shared borders. The decision by NATO to suspend the Treaty of Conventional Armed Forces in Europe came just hours after Russia pulled out of the deal.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's Election Day. And in Virginia, Democrats hope voters block Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's plans. Fox's Alexandria Hoff's in Loudoun County.
The governor is not on the ballot, but his agenda is. And if both chambers are taken today by the GOP, that will push forth the priorities that the governor has really been looking to do. That includes parental choice in schools, bolstering public safety, and implementing a 15-week abortion limit with exceptions.
Now, abortion's also on the ballot in Ohio. Voters there will decide if abortion rights should be written into the state constitution. Ivanka Trump is next on the witness stand. Tomorrow at the Trump Organization's civil trial in New York, the former president testified yesterday combatively for hours, sparring with the judge who's already ruled the company committed fraud. After his testimony, the former president denied that, calling the case unfair and political.
Inflation and all of the other problems that this country has, I think it's a disgrace.
America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Why are central banks quietly amassing mountains of gold? Because they know the dollar won't last. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your IRA or 401k into physical gold with Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit now.
During Israel's month-long war versus Hamas, there have been protests, many of them pro-Palestinian here in the U.S., and one of them over the weekend turned violent in California.
Cops say Paul Kessler was attacked as pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters held counter-demonstrations in Westlake Village, California. They say the man was struck with a megaphone by a pro-Palestinian demonstrator and fell to the ground, later dying in the hospital. Jonathan Oswak saw it happen.
I saw the bullhorn come across. It was very easy to see from where I was.
It's believed Kessler died after falling to the ground and striking his head. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A second police officer has been acquitted in Colorado in the death of a black man, Elijah McClain, in 2019, responding to a call of him being suspicious.
Aurora officer Nathan Woodyard was found not guilty of charges including homicide and manslaughter. His defense attorney, Megan Downing, called it the right verdict. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser did not agree.
Today's verdict is not the one that we had hoped for. But we respect the jury system.
Two of the three officers tried have been acquitted with, according to AG Weiser, another trial to come in just weeks.
The trial against the paramedics will begin, and I know the team handling that case will do their very best work.
The paramedics are the ones believed to have provided the ketamine used to subdue McClain before he died. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop after recent big gains. Dow futures down almost 100 points. On Monday Night Football, the Chargers D helped L.A. get a W.
Wilson out to his left. Chewy Peloto is there with another Chargers sack.
That was one of eight sacks. The Chargers also forced three Jets fumbles, and Los Angeles beat New York 27-6 on ESPN. Both teams now 4-4 on the season. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Federal Appeals Court upholding Illinois' assault weapons ban. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling the ban doesn't violate the Constitution. The law passed in January in response to the deadly mass shooting in Highland Park's 2022 July 4th parade. Congressman Jonathan Jackson calling on the rest of the state to help Chicago in dealing with the migrant crisis. He suggested other cities in the state help take care of asylum seekers. His comments come as Mayor Johnson's administration still figuring out a housing plan for thousands of migrants currently living in temporary shelters at police stations or at cities' airports. Illinois punishing the parent company of Blue Cross Blue Shield. The state departments of insurance announcing fines of nearly $300,000 for Healthcare Service Corporation for violations of the Network Adequacy and Transparency Act requirements for health insurers to post up-to-date, accurate, and complete provider directory information. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, thank you, Jim Miller. Good morning, ESPN 93.5. Glad you're listening. I am Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
So many great fall programs. And don't forget the turkey trot on Thanksgiving morning, a tradition for over 57 years. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Okay, we've got Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier.
What the heck is that?
Hello. Okay, he's calling now.
Wow, that's weird. Yeah, I got you, bub, but it's echoey on my end, and the gizmo is not working. I don't get it.
I think we need a reboot somewhere down the line.
I just kicked it
to the curb.
I did reboot the whole darn machine, so that was odd.
So what is that?
I got like this cool reverb thing. I kind of like it. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's Greg Solier, our meteorologist. I don't get
what? You too can have fun on the radio.
You right. Betcha. Hey, right. It's Mr. Microphone. I'm on the radio. I kind
of
like
one
it.
Of those
might have
growing
to keep that going up. That's pretty cool.
About that toy.
Can you still get that from Uncle Amazon for Christmas? By
right.
the way,
you
those?
Could find it out there. Uh-huh. Hey, I'm on the radio. What kind of like? I might keep that thing.
Exactly.
It's our
meteor. You got to spin those super hits from the 70s. I'm sorry. We got to get to business here.
That's right.
Well, it's another sunny day in November in Illinois, and I'll take it, Buster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not too far from us, south of us, I should say, and not too far away from us, he tries to say. There is a bit of a frontal boundary that has slightly higher humidity ahead of it. We're in the drier air mass, and so we're in relatively good shape, but you don't have to go too far south out of Champaign to start running into some fog areas down towards Villa Grove, maybe Pasotum, the Broadlands over towards Georgetown there in Vermilion County, points on south, where then you get into Douglas County and Edgar County. There are some dense fog advisories in effect till roughly about the 9 o'clock hour, so heads up there, and east towards the Wabash as well. But not a bad morning, all things considered. 45 at Willard and Savoy, 43 over the water survey, 41 up at Rantoul, 50 at Pasotum, 45 over at Danville, same at Paxton, 44 on the run out towards the Bloomington Normal. So a little backdoor cool front comes to the area. Winds come around into the north and northeast. And once we get out of the low cloud and fog stuff of the next couple of hours, everyone else, including East Central Illinois and Champaign County, in store for a great-looking day. And a high temperature near 66 when we ought to be about 56 this time of the year. So much for a so-called November cold front. Along that front, we'll get into a little boundary and disturbance that may generate some late-night sprinkles and spots down to 50 for the low. That same cool front comes back north as a warm front. 75 tomorrow. Wouldn't be surprised there's an 80 somewhere near the I-70 corridor with a little sprinkle in the morning and maybe a couple of showers late afternoon, early tomorrow night. None of those are expected to curtail outdoor work and harvest, by the way. Should be able to work and play through it. 48 below tomorrow night as winds come around west-northwest and a breezy, much cooler, partly sunny Thursday, feeling a little more November-ish than for Thursday and the weekend. 56 on Thursday and lots of sunshine, dry weather for the weekend at 52 on Friday, 53 Saturday, 56 on Sunday. Nights down right around freezing, not surprising there. But then next week, another run of mild to warm weather, maybe some record-setting warm. 58, that is, on Monday. 60s Tuesday, 70s are still in here for the middle and late portions of
the Hey, programming note. I was testing the system, and the reason you couldn't get on is because I was. So I just disconnected myself. Sorry about that. So we are good to go, sir. We are working out our programming
That's
on radio
right.
live meeting. Hey,
do-it-yourself radio right here.
But
right.
I am glad to know about my secret reverb. That's exciting. Hey, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. See you next hour.
That's Greg Solier, our meteorologist. Brian Kilmeade is coming up bottom of the hour, yeah. Fox News. Right now, Terry Schilling, who is still has the 309 area code from Virginia. What
I
are you
the
doing,
Quad
man?
Quad Cities.
Originally Quad Cities, but he's in Virginia, aren't you, Terry?
That's right. Yep, I'm from Geneseo, Illinois. My family has a pizza shop in East Moline. It's called St. Giuseppe's Heavenly Pizza, best pizza in the Quad Cities.
Nice.
And I've been living in the D.C. area for the last 10 years, unfortunately.
It's Terry Schilling, who's our guest. He's executive director of American Principles Project. He's a GOP strategist. It's hold the House, flip the Senate in Virginia today, Terry. Is Governor Youngkin going to get that done out there? Because turning that state completely red would be news.
I think we've got a good shot. You know, the Senate is 22 to 18. So if you flip two seats, we can take over that chamber with the lieutenant governor serving as president of the Senate. And then in the House, it's just two seats, right? So we win two seats there and we reclaim that chamber. So it's a big day today. Republicans have gone all in on inflation and Bidenomics and crime and immigration. And we'll see if that messaging pays off.
We'll be tracking that. All right, so President Trump in court, more testimony. This is, for me, a waste of time. The man's going to be convicted. It's a slam dunk. There'll be some convictions for Donald Trump simply from the venue. I mean, if you go into New York City and get a pool of people, 9 out of 10 don't like Trump and probably 8 out of 10 hate him. How can this be fair?
It can't be, Stevie, and I think everyone that has two brain cells rubbed together know that we all know that this is a rigged trial, right? This is going to end in a conviction. We don't know what he's going to end up with. This judge could throw the book at him. He could give him a fine, you know, something like that. But let's just be very clear about the situation here. There has been no crime committed. There are no victims. There is no Donald. These people tried to say that Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. It's worth way more than that. Like more than 50 times that much in West Palm Beach. This is a criminal investigation run by criminals, right? That's what this is. It is the total and complete weaponization of the justice system against the opponents of this regime that's in power. But here's the thing, Stevie, they're miscalculating. They're not thinking of what could be and what could be the fruits of this, which is Republicans start going after Democrat criminals like Joe Biden, like Hillary Clinton, like Bill Clinton, like all of these other guys, like Barack Obama, all of these guys. It's going to open the door, but also they're misunderstanding and miscalculating the politics of this. There is a huge voter group known as like Ross Perot voters. They're working class people. They hate Republicans because they're weak, and they despise Democrats because they're evil. These types of voters are going to come up to the polls if they see the weaponization of the justice system against the only guy that never started an illegal war overseas.
Yeah, well, it's the bottom line is there's no equal justice under the law, because you can always have a different result if you say if Joe Biden does this or Donald Trump does this, it's a different result. So that's not equal justice. And that's the main concern I have. What's the impact of Governor Kim Reynolds endorsing Ron DeSantis in Iowa? Does that matter?
You know, Stevie, I don't think it does. I think that the primary has been over for a while. We'll see what happens in Iowa in January, but I just think it's over. When the federal government started colluding with local governments to get President Trump out of politics and to eliminate his ability to run for office and keep him from the White House, I think that determined who our nominee was going to be right then and there, for better or for worse, right? But the more the Republican Party sees the weaponization of government against Trump, the more they're going to support him.
Yeah, I think people are, you know, we think we're stupid, but I don't think we're that stupid. I mean, you just got to see what this is. And I think most do. The Trump people that can't stand Donald Trump and think he truly is a Nazi, you're not going to ever get that. So I don't know what's going to happen. I still don't believe it's going to be Trump v. Biden, one or the other or both. I just don't think that's the matchup. But maybe I'm wrong because it is getting kind of late in the cycle. You know, it's a year from today is the presidential election.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, there's that. Terry Schilling, how can people connect with you?
You can go to visit our website. We're building a political organization for the American family. So we go and defeat Democrats that are attacking parental rights and attacking the innocence of children. We unelect them, replace them with good guys, and then we pass laws to protect our kids. We pass 23 women's sports bills to keep boys out. We pass 21 bans of gender mutilation surgeries for minors. We're kicking butt and kicking tail, so we could use some support. It's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. Just check us out there.
You can always go back to East Moline and eat pizza. You could do that.
That's right.
That's right.
But no, you're trying to help change the world for the better. Mm-hmm. Terry Schilling, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Illinois played basketball last night, and we
won.
Beat Eastern Illinois
80-52. Mm-hmm, 28-point victory. So 13 players played a little bit, and at least a dozen with the points. So the next game will be Oakland, and I just saw on the crawl over here on the TV on ESPN talking about Ohio State beat Oakland 79-73.
Oh. A little closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that game's at 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll be at Pia's After 3 on Friday the 10th. We'll have some tickets to that game. And, of course, the Fan Bus is a great experience. I was at Pia's yesterday. It leaves a half hour before tip-off. And then you've got 10 minutes after the game, the final buzzer, to get back on.
10?
Just 10 minutes. Eric says, we're not messing around.
Let's go.
And he said, when we do a half an hour, people are like, I'm out of here. Let's go.
Yeah,
and
all right.
Leave some people behind.
10 minutes.
They do a head count, and if they are to their head count, it could be 8 minutes.
It's called Uber.
That's right.
Okay, so last night, Dre Gibbs Lawhorn was the name.
Right, 18 points.
Yeah, he's the freshman. Terrence Shannon, what's Dre bring?
He gave us energy, and he had a great week of practice, and it's kind of like you could tell that he was going to play good. He always has energy in practice, always going hard, and he's just one of those guys that's always energetic and can bring the energy to any team that he's on.
All right, Dre, what say you, sir?
It felt good, you know. Exposure really is not my focus. It's just coming out, playing hard, providing for my team, making sure my team gets to win at the end of the day, whether that's me cheering on the bench or being on the court. Whatever I can do to help the team get the dub at the end of the game. You know, sometimes it's good coming off the bench because you kind of can get a feel for the game and how people are playing. So I loved it.
Yeah, fun. Good game.
Great.
Good game.
And Sincere Harris, I guess, redshirting to work in the weight room.
I guess they want to get him bigger, stronger. He's only 170 pounds. He's 6'4", and, you know, shooting's not great. So his family, Sincere's all in, mm-hmm. and I think it'll really help Illinois.
Sure will.
Because he's got the motor.
That's
right. I love
right.
Sincere Harris. So wishing him the best on this decision to redshirt. We got a lot of older guys. I think we'll be okay without Sincere, but we want them great next year.
And Luke Goody after four today, right?
Yeah,
Stevie here on ESPN 93.5. Thanks to Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, First Federal Savings Bank, Crossroads Contractor Supply, Brian Hansen at State Farm. We also have Max Twin City Recycling and the trades with Carpenters Local 243 saying go Illini.
Luke Goody, 3 out of 5 from 3, 9 points.
Yeah.
He'll be on today after 4 with Lon and Derek. Our weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, they're always looking to increase the team. If you're looking for some opportunities, all you need to do is go to carl.org/careers.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, Memphis, Saturday, unseasonably mild weather back into play over the next 36 to 48 hours. A little bit of a respite back to more seasonal norms come Thursday and into the weekend. Another big warm-up, perhaps some near record-setting warm the middle to late parts of next week and up to just about the Thanksgiving holiday. 66 for the day today, nothing to shake a stick at. With temperatures above average there, sunshine, north-northeasterly wind, increasing clouds, 54 tonight, a few sprinkles late, maybe a couple of sprinkles around tomorrow morning, and a couple of rain showers late in the day tomorrow. Variably cloudy, windy, and unseasonably warm at 75 degrees at south wind, 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of spells of rain here for early tomorrow night, low down to 48 for the day on Thursday. Breezy, much cooler, sun and clouds, and 56 there, 52 to 53 Friday and Saturday, mid-50s on Sunday nights in the low to mid 30s. Warm-up gets going into next week with highs close to 60 on Monday, into the 60s on Tuesday. Dare we forecast some 70-degree weather mid next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
WeWork, the office-based sublet company that was valued at $47 billion at its peak, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. The business signed hundreds of long-term leases, carved them up, and rented them for as little as a month at a time. Demand for its office space crumbled in the pandemic when employees switched to remote and hybrid work. The Wall Street Journal says WeWork had losses of around $16 billion in June. Intel is said to be the leading candidate to potentially receive billions of dollars in government business from the CHIPS Act. The Wall Street Journal says Intel would be involved in providing microchips for the U.S. military and intelligence applications to reduce the military's dependence on imported chips, particularly from Taiwan. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
You know, if you're thinking of selling your home, you know, there's some things you control. You can't control interest rates, can't do something, but you can control, in a very unique market, your real estate agent. You might want to call Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group. They're there for these unexpected times in your life, and they have experience to figure it out.
Unexpected times is right. I was just talking with somebody who had a new job opportunity. Sometimes it's a kid's on the way or a death in the family. All these situations come out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, and if you need to sell your home, Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home if that's what you're looking for. There's flexible fees. You can sell your home for the most money possible, and that's the goal. A friend you can trust. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. You don't want to let bad advice from inexperienced agents cost you thousands of dollars. So just do an online search to Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
The best steaks in Central Illinois belong to one institution, and that's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. I'm Jay Lehman. I'm a regular at Long Branch Steakhouse. I take my wife. I take my kids. I love the fried pickles, fried mushrooms, the onion rings, and of course, the steaks. The ribeye is my personal favorite. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. Tell Donnie Jay Lehman sent you. Don't forget the mac and cheese. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 in downtown Gifford.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Okay, so Jay Lehman was just on absolute fire last night.
Yeah.
It was just absolutely great.
Well, some great energy. What a great game. And now the Hoosiers at 11 a.m. on Saturday the 11th.
Yeah, and we owe them. If you remember last year, we were winning the game with a minute to go,
yep,
and they went all the way down the field and scored.
Yep.
And, you know, and that's when I came in Monday and said we're going to a bowl.
That's right.
After we lost Indiana. But that team was different. And we had, you know, Devin Witherspoon, all those guys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely had a heck of a year last year in spite of that loss. And so here's Indiana coming off this emotional victory over Wisconsin, which obviously gets your attention because we thought, oh, beat Indiana. Well, they beat us. So, and they beat Wisconsin, and we lost to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So anyway, game on. We're favored. Big game. But, Jay, if you haven't heard it, you got to go back to the podcast because I believe he and Lon, because there is a funky way, unlikely as it may be, as unlikely as it is, Illinois could still play for the Big Ten championship. I know. Wow. 10 dominoes have to fall.
Right.
But the fact that that's even possible.
So there was some interweavings of how that could happen between Lon and Jay yesterday.
Yeah, you got to win 3 games.
Okay.
Got to beat Indiana, Iowa, and Northwestern.
Yes.
And then you got to have, and really, is there any shock if Rutgers beats Iowa? No. Rutgers is 7-3.
Right.
So you got to get Iowa one more loss. You got to get Wisconsin one more loss. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. But I'm just saying. So you say there's a chance.
So you say there's a chance. So
you're telling me there's a chance.
Offensive player of the week, Isaiah Williams. Freshman of the week, Caden Fagan with 148 yards, that 54-yard touchdown. I mean, the Big Ten awards came out yesterday, so we're happy about that. Illinois women, by the way, start their season tonight at 6. Against Morehead State. So all the best to Shauna Green and her crew, as we say, go Illini.
Yeah, she is absolutely the real deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, Shauna Green, I have said it before, people have told me they agree, that's the biggest flight risk we have on campus. That's one you do want to keep because nobody can get 8,000 or 10,000 to watch women's basketball.
Yeah,
well, actually,
yeah.
We did that last
year.
Right. So I mean, she's. We'll see what happens. They brought in a lot of, I think, better players. And so I think we're going to be better than we were. And so terrific job. I was very doubtful as you could get 8,000 or 10,000 to watch. Yes, you can. Maybe more. So anyway, it's game on for the Illini women who you used to be told, come on in and take a seat.
There's That's
only
right.
400 people in there, so come on in.
We're giving away.
Now you actually have to look at your ticket.
That's right.
And you have to pay.
Absolutely.
Wow.
L.A. Chargers beat the New York Jets 27-6. And Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if you saw some of the footage. He's got this camouflage hat on. Of course, everybody's rallying around our veterans this time of year, which I love. But he's taking a lot of throws. That injury was like 8 weeks ago.
No, I am.
Okay.
You don't come back. The fact that a guy can walk doesn't mean he can play NFL football.
Okay.
And nobody comes back from that. A torn Achilles in 3 months. Sorry. He's 40.
Aaron Rodgers has superpowers.
Yeah, that's right. He goes into dark rooms and all these other things. So not happening, I don't think. And if it does, wow.
Who could have called the Cubs manager, David Ross, getting a pink slip?
I mean, David Ross fired as the Cubs manager. They got Craig Counsell.
5-year, $40 million contract.
$8 million for Craig Counsell.
$8 million. I'm saying it like Austin Powers with my pinky on my...
That's record-breaking. This is the best news the Cubs have had since 2016.
Wow.
The best news the Cubs have had. This guy can manage what he did with Milwaukee every year. Sorry about it, Milwaukee.
I didn't even think David Ross was that bad.
Listen, if you have a chance to sign LeBron James, that's what I think Craig Counsell is. He's top 5 manager in baseball.
Man.
Easy. He might be the best. I think I've been a fan of his.
Just come across the border there, Craig. You can keep your home in Milwaukee.
You know what's going to happen in Milwaukee? They're going to turn normal, which isn't good. They're a small market team. Craig Counsell did a lot with that. And look for the Cubs to be a lot better. And I'm not excited about that for the Cardinals because Cardinals got all kinds of question marks in the front office and managing and everything else. So good for the Cubs. I mean, I'd be jacked if I'm a Cub fan because I think Craig Counsell can manage his brains out.
Okay.
Really a great hire by Chicago and out of the blue. So what does David Ross do? I don't know. We probably got a nice paycheck and said, hey, sorry about that here.
Okay.
And he's fine, but he probably go try and manage somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't forget Stevie J Travel today. I'll be at the iHotel. If you want to come, Mary Beth's coming. We got Keith from Premier. He's going to explain some of these trips. The one that's getting attention is the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
We're going to hub and spoke meeting. We'll have a fantastic 5-star resort we're staying in.
Nice.
It's a Hyatt in Sedona. Everybody loves Sedona.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of day trips, and it's only like 5 or 6 days long. It's a short trip.
Okay.
But you're going to get 2 rail adventures. You're going to go on a choo-choo train.
I love that.
And it'll be sensational. It's just one of the trips you're talking about. There's the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. Anyway, I bought some coffee for you. Come on over. It's the alma mater room.
Okay.
And it's iHotel. See Sam looking. I always love going to the iHotel.
Yeah, me too.
So it's Stevie J Travel today, 10:30
today.
Come on over. enjoy some coffee,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see you there and explain. It's just fun to that's I love that.
And stevieJtravel.com for details.
Yeah, you can get that, stevieJ.com, stevieJay.com. Okay, Brian Kilmeade, big star for Fox News, will join me next. Stand by, ESPN 93.5 at 7:30.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
I'm CJ Papa. IDF soldiers targeting Hamas tunnels in Gaza while the military gives an update.
Richard Hecht, a lieutenant colonel and a spokesman for the Israeli military, detailed what they've recovered in the past few days since those Israeli forces have been operating inside Gaza. He says 375 rifles were recovered by the Israeli military, along with 43 machine guns, 5 anti-aircraft missiles, and 3 anti-tank missiles.
Fox's Trey Yinks in southern Israel. It's election day. Kentucky Democratic incumbent Governor Andy Beshear, looking for a second term, faces a challenge from Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves trying to fend off Democrat Brandon Presley. Abortion access on the ballot in Ohio. Voters will decide whether to pass a constitutional amendment guaranteeing an individual right to an abortion and other forms of reproductive health care, including fertility treatments. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Freshman enrollment up at Illinois Public Universities for a third year in a row. Freshman enrollment for this fall jumping by 1.5% compared to the fall semester of the 2021-22 academic year. Total fall undergraduate enrollment this fall increasing by 0.3% compared to the previous year. Illinois is investing an additional $3.5 million to boost your mental health services across the state. The funding being awarded to 19 different applicants. That includes $200,000 for the Illinois Public Health Association. Well, the authorities investigating the deadly cause of a fire in Decatur. The blaze began Saturday morning in the home in the 1500 block of Hunt Street. John McKinney found dead in the kitchen. An autopsy indicates probable carbon monoxide intoxication due to the inhalation of smoke and soot from that fire. Police and fire continue to investigate the cause of that blaze. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event is Saturday, and boy, a phenomenal day's worth of weather yesterday. Equally fine in some areas again for the day today, especially points on southward, but overall still a very mild weather pattern for the next 48 hours. Change to a little more typical early November feel expected for the end part of the week and early on into the weekend, minus any strong wind or any of the white stuff. Big turnaround in temperature readings gets going by mid next week, perhaps even some record-setting warmth just before the Thanksgiving holiday. Sunshine in 66 today across East Central Illinois. North northeasterly wind, increasing clouds tonight, lows near 50. Could be a few sprinkles tomorrow morning and a couple of showers late in the day tomorrow, turning windy and unseasonably mild at 75. A couple of showers tomorrow night, low down to 48. Breezy, much cooler for the day on Thursday. Sun and clouds in 56. Lower 50s for highs Friday, Saturday. Mid-50s on Sunday. Getting close to 60 Monday and into the 60s next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
He is a star, ladies and gentlemen, Fox News host, best-selling author, Brian Kilmeade. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Eighth book? I'm losing count.
Yeah, it's the seventh history book. And this is Teddy and Booker T. I'm just trying to move up through time. Started with George Washington, which I think is a good place to start for Americans. I just tried to bring up something different about these guys who put out their own autobiographies. But I want to just talk about how it moves the country forward.
Yeah, you know, I never knew about Teddy Roosevelt inviting Booker T. Washington to dinner on a handwritten note. I'd like for my collection to have that handwritten note, Brian.
It's out there. The original is, that's a good question. It probably is in with Booker T.'s relatives. Mm. But I will say that, you know, I have it in the book, the picture of it. And what it is a guy that was friendly with the Vice President Roosevelt. And they were going to collaborate, and he was supposed to go down to Tuskegee. And then McKinley gets shot, and he's supposed to recover, but he dies. And quickly, this young guy is now president of the United States. And first is a letter that says to Booker T, sorry, I have to postpone our meeting. I apologize. They, you know, the McKinley shot, and I have to stick around here. And when he gets word a few months later that Booker T's in Washington, he sends a note over and says, listen, why don't you come for dinner with my family? And that ends up being the story that was even referenced, and I put in the special on Fox Nation. John McCain referenced the controversy, which shouldn't be one, but it was for that time, of a black man eating with the family of a white president.
Wow.
And they said, how we've changed. Now we have a black president who's hosting that.
Yeah, that's right.
The next dinner.
This is kind of an extension of maybe Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. You wrote a book about that too, didn't you?
And I read up from Slavery, which was the story of Booker T first. But I said the next one is really to bring me through the Civil War. And I thought, how do you do that book? And not to, because it's the most written about war in America. How do you do that different? I go, what if I just talk about the relationship those two had and how together they moved America forward? But the other thing is, it should harden everyone listening, is that they're the most unlikely people you can imagine of being successful. Lincoln, born to abject poverty, and Frederick Douglass, literally a slave, who was a fugitive, ends up being this world-renowned speaker and activist. And then you have Booker T. Washington, born a slave, and you have Teddy Roosevelt, wasn't supposed to get a childhood. His asthma was so bad, they thought he died a couple of times.
Wow.
Then his vision started going south, and they thought he was going blind. And he was about 80 pounds, couldn't go to regular school. So, yeah, his parents, his family had money, but he didn't have health. And then he ends up being this robust, swashbuckling guy who personifies what we think the American presidency should be in terms of vigor and vision and patriotism. And he found his partner with Booker T. Washington. That's why I just tried to bring up. You know, people watch the women's soccer team take a knee in the national anthem, yeah, and Kaepernick do what he did, and the George Floyd riots, and people are unhappy. But maybe they wouldn't be if they knew how far we've come, especially compared to the rest of the world.
Yeah, I wonder what impact Booker T. Washington had on, I don't know, civil rights.
I think huge. And a lot of people thought he could have done more, but he was in the South, where poll taxes and Jim Crow,
yeah,
and lynchings were commonplace. And he said, well, that's where I'm born. I'm going to train things around, but I'm not going to do it through a big parade or a protest. I'm going to do it through education. And yeah, then he founded Tuskegee, and this one-room shed ends up being this huge, sprawling campus. And I put it in the special, like my visits there, one of which I got a thorough tour. It's as if he was going to walk on campus any moment. And it's just it's an incredible education. It had more people when he was alive enrolled than they had at Harvard.
Yeah, wow.
And
why do you eat this? You eat this stuff up. How come?
I just love getting perspective on the news.
Mm.
You know, the first thing I think about when things happen in the Middle East, the best thing you could do is to look back. How do we get here? You know, when you see George Floyd riots and they talk in Demica, you know, we have racism built into the fabric of the country. Well, let's go back. And are there inequities? Absolutely. Slavery was, don't ever soft pedal it. You don't. I don't. That has nothing to do with history. I mean, you tell the history the way it is. You don't skip it. But you also talk about progress, and you compare it to the rest of the world. And we go out of our way to make sure this is the most successful multicultural country ever. But I can't just say it. I just got to find time to study it.
Yeah.
And then I do it through people and their biographies rather than autobiography is my preference, rather than try to get rid of the, you know, the middleman.
Brian Kilmeade on the Tamman's Toy and Phone Line. He's a Fox News star. I got to know the schedule, man. I don't know how you're doing Fox and Friends, and you're doing your radio show 3 hours. Then you're showing up on Jesse Waters or The Five or something. What the heck? I don't get it. What time do you wake up?
2:30.
What time do you go to bed?
10 o'clock.
Oh my God.
So I don't sleep that much. I'm not going to live that long. I don't get quality sleep, but I don't really need a lot of sleep.
So you just go, and when they say, hey, can you fill in for Jesse or whatever, you're there. You're fine. You just do it.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much the Fox philosophy, is that if you can help, you can do it. And it's like an honor to be asked. So, you know, if they help, you need help in the Five, okay, go ahead. You know, they gave me 3 or 4 dates already. I make sure it's clear. And then, you know, Jesse, they put that on the schedule two weeks ago. And yeah, I said, okay, no problem. Do Friday night. And, you know, I do the show One Nation Saturdays at 9 Eastern, but it's been live for the last 6 weeks. A lot of times I can tape that on Friday.
Oh, wow. I mean, I see you, and I'm watching you. It's, you know, 8 Eastern at night, 7 for Friday night, and I'm going, he doesn't even look tired.
Oh, thanks. Don't you hate when people look up to you and go, wow, you look tired? I'm thinking to myself, how does that help me?
Exactly.
Right? You know, all of a sudden you feel self-conscious after that.
No, that's right. So you're a big sports fan too, of course. Best team in the NFL this year? Any thoughts?
Yes. I do think it's the Ravens from what I've seen.
Boy,
and I do think the 49ers are the most dynamic. But I think it's all going to be about injuries. They're that close. I couldn't believe how pedestrian the Philadelphia Eagles
were. No kidding. They did. And they almost Dallas almost stole that thing last night. It was unbelievable.
Right.
It was the NFL.
And remember how they looked against the Jets? I mean, they almost gave up against
them. I don't understand the NFL because you cannot predict anything. The Giants are 15.5-point underdogs this week against Dallas. I bet you they cover. I mean, I don't know how they – it doesn't make sense they would. It's crazy.
No, they will not.
They're that bad.
DeVito's got I do not see any discernible talent.
He was my quarterback last year. DeVito was at Illinois, and he played starting quarterback. Had a wonderful year, so he didn't look very good.
He did.
He didn't.
I watched him a little at Syracuse. I enjoyed his guile. I mean, he's a big, strong guy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why is it that he can't? They don't feel comfortable letting him throw a pass. And why would you keep someone in your roster
you have to throw it. You have to throw it. Brian, before I let you go, last few minutes, I want to just ask about the world situation, the fact that we lose an election or something, we have to have a safe place. There's an assault on the truth. I mean, what would your grandfather, who came from Ireland, what would he think about today's society? Came here, got to America, 1920 or something, to 10, whatever it was, what would he think of us today? What happened to us?
Well, I think it's all there. I mean, it's like, for example, all the talent's on the roster. We just got to get our heads on straight. So we're in a pretty good spot, especially compared to the rest of the world. We're still on the side of good, not evil. It's nice of evil to wear black hats like Hamas.
Yeah, right.
And we know that Iran, Russia, China are not only conspiring to beat us economically and possibly militarily, they're also beating us on information. And I think the thing that's going to be coming pretty apparent within 3 years is that a lot of this unrest that's fomented by outside sources. And when I find out that half these people are marching because TikTok newsfeed has Palestinians as a worthwhile cause, and I realize that these people, as much as I have great pride in being the number one news network, the next generation doesn't seem to be watching us enough. They're getting it on TikTok, and I think we're being manipulated to a degree, and I just do think it would help to have great leadership. In the past, we've always had the right people at the right time to bring us together. You know, I was too young, you were too young, but, you know, Reagan takes over from Carter, and immediately our self-esteem picks up. You know, I watched this governor in Kentucky, and even if he does lose, he doesn't go out of his way to insult Republicans.
Yeah.
He knows what the Republicans want. And I see the mayor of Dallas say, I understand Democrats became a Republican. I just think that the next generation is not going to be the most polarizing leader. It's going to be the one that does the most with people out of power. And I think that is going to come into fashion. And that's my hope. And I think a lot of things will straighten out. I mean, if you open up the border and let everybody in, of course we can't afford it. If you tell people to go ahead and empty your hotels and bring illegals in there, of course the city's going to pay the price. If you stop putting bad guys in jail, ever, of course society's going to go down. But everything I mentioned is so correctable.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think, and we had all these natural resources and this enterprising culture. In the big picture, I think this is a convulsion.
Mm. All right, lastly, I don't think it's Trump-Biden. I don't think either or. I just don't think one of them is not going to be there. And maybe both. I don't know. What do you think about 24 in the presidential election?
I would think this is the best team that Trump ever had. I mean, they are so organized, you know, between polls and messaging. You know, is Trump going to rise to the occasion? If Trump just acts, doesn't answer every challenge.
I know.
Just runs on his record.
Yeah,
I think he would win. But Biden can't. This is the problem, and Axelrod talked about it. We all know it. It's not a matter of the economy turning around, there would be a recession being avoided, or Israel wiping out Hamas and ending this thing, and Ukraine holding off Russia. The problem is that Biden can't talk. He doesn't know the policy. He's not clued in.
Mm-hmm.
He's very angry. He is not well. So it doesn't matter pandemic. It doesn't matter strategy. It doesn't matter what you're running on. How the hell is he going to articulate a message? I don't know anybody that thinks he hasn't declined rapidly.
No question. Teddy and Booker T, How Two American Icons Blazed the Path for Racial Equality. That's the book. Brian Kilmeade, who's on Fox a lot, and he's a big star, coming up on another bestseller. I'm pretty doggone sure of this, Brian, but I really appreciate your time, and thanks for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and if I'm going to be in your, you'll find out. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. We're setting up the tour, and hopefully see everybody in person.
And also, your radio show is heard all over the place. How can people listen online to that?
Absolutely, yeah. And you can watch on Fox Nation. But BrianKilmeadeShow.com, you can listen online.
And
I do this other thing, is I go on stage and talk about all the books.
Awesome.
I got a few events
awesome.
Coming around. You'll see it. And with every ticket, you get a book. And Fox Nation gives you 6 free months.
That's BrianKilmeade.com.
So
BrianKilmeade.com. They can look you up, see where you are. Got
yep.
it. All right, Brian, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Go get him, Steve.
Thanks. Right. Brian Kilmeade, Fox News, ESPN 93.5 on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
Good chat.
All right, thank you. Let's check our sports headlines.
All righty. Number 25, Illinois, starting out the season with a victory over the EIU Panthers.
It was only 80-52. Brett Underwood was not happy with something.
We talked ad nauseum about offensive rebounding. We had one offensive rebound from our starters. So that'll tell you where they were at. That's disappointing. I'm disappointed in that. Extremely happy with our guys off the bench. I thought Luke Goody came in and immediately sparked us. Got a couple good looks. It's no coincidence that the week before the Kansas scrimmage, Quincy Guerrier was the best player on the court. This week, it's no coincidence that Dre was the best player on the court. In practice, and the correlation is very much evident in terms of their production.
Talking about Dre Gibbs Lawhorn, might want to remember that name.
18 points. I felt good, you know. Exposure really is not my focus. It's just coming out, playing hard, providing for my team, making sure my team gets to win.
That's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. He's a freshman.
Absolutely.
One of the best guys that Brad has ever coached as a freshman as a guard. I mean, it's high compliment here.
I see a text or two about our free throws. It just seemed like we kept missing them.
Listen, that's just, it's becoming, what?
We
got to shoot better.
They're bouncing around the hoop, but they don't go in.
You have to make free throws. I don't get it. Last year was not very good. This year, we were 12 out of, 23 last night. I don't get it.
Right.
You have to make free throws. Nobody's guarding you. You're so good.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to make them. You just got to make them. I just believe Johnny says it all the time. It's just a question of focus. It has to be critical for you. It has to be a priority for you to make your free throws. No good team ever in March misses all their free throws. You got to make free throws.
Yeah.
I know it's easier said than done, but you're too good to miss that shot.
217-359-2255. If you want to chime in on our Tapman's Towing phone line, did you see, you know, it was said over 15,000 people, but it didn't look
They
maybe that was tickets sold.
Tickets sold.
Okay.
I mean, we have a lot of tickets sold. And, early in the season, that's normal.
Sure.
It's just going to be a lot of Section C, a.k.a. 200 level, that are going to be empty. And so there was energy, and you certainly have, you know, this is what you do. You don't start out with Kansas in a real game. You do an exhibition. You ever see where you are, you know? Because all you're going to do is look back. We'll forget all these games.
Of course.
It's going to be, what's your record?
Mm-hmm.
What's your record? And so you want to be 14-3 and that kind of stuff. So.
Next game up will be Oakland Friday at 7. And then the next day, of course, 11-11. At 11 a.m., we've got the Hoosiers at Memorial Stadium. Tonight, we have the Illinois women in action starting their season at 6 o'clock against Morehead State. So go along. That kind of brings you up to date with all of that. Some Big Ten awards yesterday. Offensive Player of the Week, Isaiah Williams, and Freshman of the Week, Caden Fagan.
Man.
And looking forward to the game against the Hoosiers. Sincere Harris, by the way, on the basketball trend, is redshirting in order to do more work in the weight room.
This is what Sincere said. Derek Piper reposted it. It says, thank you. This is Sincere Harris. Thank you for all respecting my decision to redshirt for basketball. Your understanding and support mean the world to me. Knowing that you all respect and stand by this choice allows me to focus on my personal growth and development. Also be there for my team during this time. So he'll be around. He just won't be playing. And we've got a lot of players, and we can probably get by and let Sincere get better because he wants to improve his shooting, wants to get a little bigger and stronger. He's 6'4", 170, so they probably want to put a little weight on him. But has he got a motor? And so Brad said instead of 10 minutes a game, maybe we get a 25-minute guy, and that's a game changer. Yeah. So I'm excited that Sincere will be back older, bigger, better, faster, all those things next year. And I think we can probably spare him this year with all the people we have. So
another story we're seeing, Big Ten notifies Michigan possible discipline on the sign-stealing, you know, probe. Possible discipline where you Wolverines,
they were asking.
We might possibly discipline you, Wolverines.
Might happen. There's kind of a, you know, a mob action here going after it. Might happen. This time it might happen. We'll see.
Let's bet.
Michigan's asking, what would we bet?
I'm telling you, Michigan gets away with everything.
They might. You never know. All right, Dr. Todd, it's Tuesday. That's next.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben Evans, Saturday, unseasonably mild weather back into play over the next 36 to 48 hours. A little bit of a respite back to more seasonal norms come Thursday and into the weekend. Another big warm-up, perhaps some near-record-setting warm the middle to late parts of next week and up to just about the Thanksgiving holiday. 66 for the day-to-day, nothing to shake a stick at, with temperatures above average there. Sunshine, north-northeasterly wind, increasing clouds, 54 tonight, a few sprinkles late, maybe a couple of sprinkles around tomorrow morning, and a couple of rain showers late in the day tomorrow. Variably cloudy, windy, and unseasonably warm at 75 degrees at south wind, 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of spells of rain here for early tomorrow night, low down to 48 for the day on Thursday. Breezy, much cooler, sun and clouds, and 56 there, 52 to 53 Friday and Saturday, mid-50s on Sunday nights in the low to mid-30s. Warm-up gets going into next week with highs close to 60 on Monday, into the 60s on Tuesday. Dare we forecast some 70-degree weather mid-next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi.
I think that was Boof. We have to stop the program. I think that was Boof. Here he is. Boof is awake. He'll be paid today now. Yep. It is Dr. Todd Likens, the Pet Pro, Madison Kirby in Champaign. Thanksgiving is not far away. Christmas around the corner. Where do people go? I'll just come to your house and give you everything I have, because there needs to be a premier place where doggies can go, and because the dogs are just you just don't want to take them out of their environment.
I know
it's not easy out there, Tom.
And I feel like some places where you do board your pet, it can be stressful with so many other pets. And you know, I've picked up, you know, dogs from the border, and they're thirsty because they're not getting enough water, and because they don't want them to pee all the time. You know what I mean? It's just issues sometimes.
Yeah, it's Halloween's over, and you got to, just like they're putting out the Christmas displays places, and it seems crazy early, but if you don't line up your pet for the holidays now, you're not going to find somebody, whether it be somebody coming to your house, or one of the boarding facilities. I always say start your search with, always hearing what your friends have got to say about places is always a good start. But then if they let you go and look at the facilities, that's a good sign they're being open about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And check those out. And if you got somebody come to your house, very important. They come a couple times so your pets get to know them. I've had kitties that people were taking care of in the house. They didn't see him. And it turns out the door to the bedroom got closed with the kitty in there, and they were locked away from their food and water.
Yep.
And the people didn't know where the kitty was.
That's right.
Well, one time Bella was staying at Todd and Gina's house, and I believe the word Gina used was needy. Because they normally know that Wednesdays are pot roast night, and you didn't put a crock pot out. It wasn't Bella's fault. What's your problem?
Yeah, she felt like she was at the soup kitchen. I'm sorry.
You know, it's Janet says if you come back as our dog, you're probably in pretty good shape.
Right.
If there is, I mean, because we just, it is amazing from the days in Philo when dogs ran free. And they stayed outside to now where you're making sure they're covered at night in your bed. Mm-hmm. I mean, what happened? Mm-hmm. Wow, what happened?
I know.
Big change. I always tell this story of my dad was a large animal veterinarian, and I grew up, you know, going on calls with him. But there was one time I saw a doggy with a broken leg, and my dad offered to put a splint on. The guy said, nah, you'll be fine. Nowadays, if somebody said that, you'd be reported and you'd be in jail for abuse. And that was just accepted back in the day.
Yeah.
So things have changed.
They sure have. All right, so people can still get the dog nice and clean. You still have room to get that done here in the next few weeks?
Absolutely. We're encouraging our clients to book to get the spots because they're going to fill up real quick here because people are going to start going, oh, my gosh, what's going on?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It'll be crazy.
And it's like
it's always crazy.
35, 40 bucks to wash your dog at your place? It's crazy.
Yeah, 35. Mostly 35. And, of course, you join our team and become a client here, and then you save $5 a visit. So,
As you go around, that's just unheard of to have that kind of a number for a wash and clip.
Right.
So, pretty good. Okay, Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby in Champaign. How can people connect with you?
Well, Miss Taylor's always on the job, seems like 7 days a week, just like her dad. 217-355-5051.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
I can't help but tell the Troy story. Troy was a German Shepherd. We grew up in Philo with Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Troy was a German Shepherd with a blonde nose.
Okay.
Unusual looking German Shepherd. A brother Greg found a Troy up in just a stray in Champagne, brought him home.
Okay.
Troy was, Johnny says, Troy, German Shepherd. Troy's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather bit Hitler in the ankle.
That's what Johnny says.
So a hero dog. So back in the day when Herman Duggins was the water meter man around here, so he'd read water. So back in the day when dogs ran free, Herman was trapped by his truck. He couldn't move. The dogs had formed a semicircle barking at him, and he was scared to death.
Uh-oh.
Here comes Troy out of nowhere.
Here he comes to save the day.
But Troy runs to Herman, gets on his legs, and barks the dogs away.
Mm-hmm.
And Herman said, and he was very serious, he said, that dog saved my life. Troy, hero dog.
Stand down,
anyway,
fellow dogs. This one's friendly.
But, I mean, there were literally a dozen dogs that had Herman pinned.
I could see it.
But, I mean, back then, they pooped everywhere. Everything's just whatever.
I know.
It was just a different era.
Oh, I had a porch, and I had hours and hours of imagination and playtime with my five neighborhood dogs. And
see,
Yeah, yeah. And we had the bowl out for water, and Nellie and Pippin.
It takes
Moose
a village to raise a dog.
Louis, and Louis was the older dog, and he always had his spot on our porch looking
dogs
out.
Dogs ran free.
But they loved the cool concrete and the shade, and it was just heaven for me growing up.
I just
love my town, Tolono.
Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back after the news. Stevie J Travel Show 10:30 this morning at the iHotel. I bought coffee for you, so come on over.
That's right.
We'll have fun dreaming about where you're going in 2024. This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. The news in a minute.
Tappan's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tappanstowing.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Hey, don't forget, we'll be live at Pia's this Friday, but Diane will have tickets to the football game on Saturday at 11 with Indiana and the basketball game for Friday night against Oakland.
Yes.
You'll have plenty of tickets for that.
After 3, join us at 1609 West Springfield Avenue.
I believe it's going to be a nice day. I think we could be outside again.
Eric and I talked about that ahead of the EIU game yesterday. We'll see.
All right, we'll see. It's supposed to be sunny and 53.
That's right.
All right, the news.